Good morning. Today's word is prosperity. And if you're reading along, I'm changing the words to make them sound more affirmative to me. So the affirmation is, I open my mind to divine ideas. Divine ideas are my supply. As I am paying bills, I may feel frustrated with my debt-to-income ratio. I claim abundance and repeat affirmations. Why then does it seem as though the creative laws of abundance are not working for me? I am approaching prosperity from a belief in lack. My focus is on my perceived needs. Since what I focus on increases in my mind, what I am doing is creating more needs, the opposite of my conscious intention. So, I shift my focus to my spiritual nature. I learn to appreciate the ways in which prosperity is already present everywhere. I open my mind to divine ideas, which immediately guide me to resources and channels. I claim my abundance in new and wonderful ways. And again, the affirmation, I open my mind to divine ideas. Divine ideas are my supply.
So now we have an opportunity to go within for meditation. So I would encourage you this morning just to begin that process of moving within. And let's take some deep breaths together. Breathing in the very essence of spirit. Breathing in divine ideas. Breathing in healing and prosperity. And just as importantly, when we breathe in this positive affirmation, it's important to release. So as we move into this time this morning, I encourage you to fully release, consciously allow spirit to move in and through you, releasing back to the universe all the good, all the prosperity that is coming your way this morning. So if you haven't already, I would encourage you to perhaps sit up straight in your chair and allow your feet to plant firmly on Mother Earth. Allow your shoulders to come back and just to nurture yourself in this time of quiet. To allow spirit to move in through your conscious awareness and into that subconscious realm that we all have in common. Healing, cleansing, making whole. Each and every cell in your body, so that you are a perfect manifestation of the indwelling Christ Spirit. Now let's move into another deep breath together. Sometimes it helps to breathe in through the nostrils and visualize the breath moving throughout the body, seeing it feeding each cell, knowing that where there might be a shade of darkness, that this breath of spirit brings light and love and healing and wholeness. And we can rest assured this morning that through God, all things are possible. Prosperity flows to and through us. Wholeness, health, comfort in the time of a loss. Spirit dwells within each and every one of us as us. And when we can make that shift from head to heart and rest in the heart-centered beingness, and we are beginning new each and every moment. We are beginning new. We are beginning a new life, a new adventure. So now, without any further ado, let's take some time in the silence just to move into that awareness of spirit moving in and through you, moving you deeper, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this time of meditation and prayer. And now, as we return to this outer experience, having just touched for a second the essence of who we are, we can rejoice and be grateful for much beyond our ability to understand it from an intellectual level. We have been made new. And I encourage you this morning to release into that, that you are a new spirit. God is touching you in ways that we just don't understand. And so our job this morning and through the rest of this day is just to allow that to happen. Just to get out of the driver's seat and allow God to move in and through us like it's never happened before. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful. And we say together three times, thank you, God. Can we say that? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.